Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Israel's Channel 12 said on Thursday a Hezbollah attack on northern Israel killed five people, while Beirut said Israeli strikes had killed six health workers in southern Lebanon. Zachary Goldman from Reuters reports.
An Israeli helicopter carrying wounded landed at a hospital in Haifa after Israeli TV reported a Hezbollah rocket attack on the northern town of Matula had killed five people on Thursday. The dead included an Israeli farmer and four foreign workers. Lebanese TV showed plumes of smoke following Israeli strikes in the cities of Tyre and Baalbek. Beirut said the strikes had killed six health workers in southern Lebanon. The continued fighting and rising death toll in the conflict between Israeli forces and Hezbollah fighters comes as U.S. envoys Brett McGurk and Amos Hochstein arrived in Israel to press for a truce in Lebanon and in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the envoys that Israel's ability to counter threats to its security from Lebanon and return displaced people to the north had to be key elements of any ceasefire. Lebanon's caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati said in an interview Wednesday he'd spoken to Hochstein and that he hoped for a ceasefire in coming hours or days. Lebanon's health ministry on Thursday said the death toll from Israeli strikes since October 2023 had reached 2,865.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The Biden administration says some 8,000 North Korean soldiers are now in Russia near Ukraine's border and are preparing to help the Kremlin fight against Ukrainian troops in the coming days. The new figure announced Thursday is a dramatic increase from a day earlier when Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said some of the troops had moved toward Ukraine's border in the Kursk region. That's where Moscow's forces have struggled to push back a Ukrainian incursion. That also would mean most of the North Korean troops that the U.S. and its allies say have been sent to Russia are now on the Russia-Ukraine border. This is VOA News. The European Union Thursday announced a formal investigation into Chinese-founded e-commerce platform Temu on suspicion the site is doing too little to stop the sale of illegal products in a probe that could lead to large fines. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Temu is extremely popular in the EU despite having entered the continent's market only last year. The platform has on average around 92 million monthly active users in the bloc. At a news conference in Brussels, EU spokesman Thomas Rainier said the probe was being launched because they believe Temu could be in violation of the Digital Services Act, a massive law designed to protect European online consumers. Rainier said Temu could face stiff consequences if it is found to be in violation of the law.
If these suspicions are proven correct, the Commission could decide to impose a fine going up to 6% of Temu's global annual turnover. The Commission will now carry out an in-depth investigation, and we invite Temu to cooperate during the process.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
North Korea test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time in almost a year, demonstrating an improved potential ability to launch long-range nuclear attacks on the mainland U.S. The launch was likely meant to grab American attention days ahead of the U.S. election and respond to condemnation over the North's reported troop dispatch to Russia to support its war against Ukraine. Some experts speculate Russia might have provided technological assistance. According to state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un observed the launch, calling it an appropriate military action to show North Korea's resolve to respond to its enemies' moves that threaten the North's safety. Spain is searching for bodies after unprecedented flooding. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Following monstrous flash floods in Spain that have claimed around 160 lives, with over 150 people killed in one region alone, the death toll could rise more as search efforts continue. An unknown number remain missing. Spain's transport minister says dead bodies remain inside some of the hundreds of stranded vehicles, wrecked vehicles, tree branches, downed power lines and household items in a layer of mud covering the streets of Barrio de la Torre, just one of dozens of localities in the hard-hit eastern region of Valencia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UK Treasury Chief Rachel Reeves has conceded that wages may rise by less than previously thought as a direct result of her budget decision to increase a tax that businesses pay for their employees. On Wednesday, Reeves raised taxes by around £40 billion to plug a hole she claims to have identified in the public finances and fund cash-starved public services. The biggest single measure, worth some £25 billion in 5 years, was an increase in a tax employers pay in addition to the salaries of their workers. Reeves said Thursday that she recognized there will be consequences. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.